For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Pastor Andrew Brunson has met with President Trump in the Oval Office after spending 2 years in custody in Turkey for alleged terrorism. The president thanked Turkey.
I think this is a tremendous step toward having the kind of relationship with Turkey, which can be a great relationship.
Brunson spent 25 years in Turkey, leading a small congregation in the city of Izmir. The president also says we would be punishing ourselves by canceling weapon sales to Saudi Arabia following Turkish reports that Kamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi embassy in Istanbul. But a growing number of global businesses have withdrawn from an upcoming summit in Saudi Arabia amid concerns over the mystery of the Washington Post journalist's disappearance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
People in the East Coast are working hard to clear away the debris from Hurricane Michael.
Just going to clean up the whole area since we're the only ones here.
The storm wreaked havoc in Florida, Alabama, the Carolinas, and Virginia. Here's Governor Ralph Northam.
Residents should still be aware of proposed threats such as downed power lines, floods, road closures.
East Point business owner Michael Melender says he's lucky to be alive.
We've been blessed over here. The rest of them, you know, there's a lot of them lost lives, I've heard.
Facebook says hackers accessed data from about 30 million accounts, part of the security breach that was disclosed a few weeks ago. Facebook Vice President of Product Management, Guy Rosen.
The attackers accessed two sets of information from them: their name and the contact details. That would have been things like phone numbers or emails, depending on what people had on their profiles.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Washington, D.C. Cardinal Donald Wuerl resigns amid the ongoing clergy sex abuse scandals. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Vatican announcing Friday the Pope had accepted Wuerl's resignation after he'd been facing increasing pressure to step down after a Pennsylvania grand jury report found over 300 priests in that state sexually abused kids over 70 years. Wuerl was Pittsburgh bishop from 1988 until 2006. He was accused of not dealing with pedophile priests while in Pittsburgh and also accused of knowing about the alleged abuses of his D.C. predecessor, Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who resigned in July over his abuse allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump got a warm welcome at a rally in Lebanon, Ohio. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
At an Ohio campaign, President Donald Trump warned supporters Democrats will try to reverse all the gains of his administration if they regain control of Congress.
They will try to raise your taxes, impose socialism on this country, take away your health care, and take away your jobs.
Ohio Republican Congressman Steve Chabot, who's running for re-election, started things off with a joke.
You know how many liberals it takes to screw in a light bulb? None, because they prefer to stay in the dark.
Chabot is locked in one of the nation's most high-profile races for Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.